Hello and welcome to another episode of the Lewis Needus Law Property Podcast Series. I'm your host, Sharon Portner, and in today's episode, I'll be talking to Ben Cooper, Lewis Needus Law's consultant solicitor who specialises in conveyancing, focusing specifically in residential property. Bringing his wealth of experience and expertise, Ben will be giving us an insight to the Building Safety Act, its scope, and how it will affect you whether you are a developer, a builder, a new homeowner, a contractor, a surveyor, an architect, or if you own a flat. The Building Safety Act is described as the biggest change in safety legislation the industry has seen in a generation. So, Ben, welcome to the podcast. And firstly, please tell us what the Building Safety Act is and why has it been introduced?
Thanks, Sharon, and thank you for having me. So in terms of the Building Safety Act, this was introduced in 2023. And as you say, it's been the biggest change in leaseholder related legislation for many years. And effectively, whilst the Act was dated 2022, it came into legislation in 2023. So it's been quite a hot topic for us recently, us and lenders and homeowners. So that's something that we've been advising our clients on in terms of leasehold properties.
So what buildings are affected?
The Building Safety Act affects buildings which are over 11 metres or five storeys. The reason why is obviously following the Grenfell tragedy, there needs to be additional measures in place which allow leaseholders to be protected from rising cladding costs, which have obviously been introduced as a result of the Grenfell disaster. So any buildings which are over that height will need to be considered for these purposes.
So what's actually involved from a legal perspective?
So from a legal perspective, if we're acting for you as a buyer, we will effectively check that the seller has served the correct certificate on the landlord and the landlord has also provided their certificate. Now, the reason we do that is because the whole idea behind the Act is to provide leaseholders with protection from rising cladding costs. So if you are known as what is called a qualified leaseholder, and I won't go into detail on the criteria for that, obviously we can discuss with the client as the matter progresses. If you are a qualified leaseholder, then you have a cap on how much you have to contribute towards cladding and non-cladding fire defects within the building. So obviously you'll appreciate that's a very important matter when you're looking to buy a leasehold property.
In that case, what are the potential dangers of not abiding by the Act and what could be the legal consequences as a result of not factoring it in?
That's a good question. So you've probably heard recently in the press, there's been a lot of leaseholders who've been fitted with bills worth perhaps even 15,000 towards cladding defects in the building. And obviously that is quite an important matter to consider before you're buying a property. Now, if the Building Safety Act procedure that I just described is not followed, that is a problem that the leaseholder might see throughout their ownership. They may be stuck with that bill and they don't have any of the protections afforded by the Act. So that's why it's really important if we're acting for a buyer to ensure that the correct procedure has been followed and the leaseholder will be protected from future costs.
Thank you. So presumably no two cases are ever the same and you'll be guiding your clients accordingly. So how do you at Lewis Needus Law approach this issue and protect your clients?
Yeah, good question. So it will depend if we're acting for a vendor or a buyer in the transaction. So I think the biggest implication from the Act is obviously it's massively increased timescales of transactions. But really, if the conveyancer is on top of the Building Safety Act legislation, then it shouldn't delay it too much. The reason why it's become delayed is because once the owner serves a certificate on landlords, they actually have 4 weeks to respond with their own certificate. Now, in a lot of cases, because of the amount of inquiries the landlords are receiving at the moment, they actually take longer than 4 weeks. So if we're acting for a vendor, one of the first things we will be asking them to do at the outset is to ensure that the correct certificate has been served. Similarly, if we're acting for a buyer, we'll obviously need to ensure that the vendor has served the certificate as early as possible so as to not cause any delays.
Thank you, Ben. That's really helpful and a great insight into this important act. If you need to know more about the Building Safety Act and how it will affect you, Ben, how do people contact you?
Yeah, so if you go onto the website, you'll find my details under Ben Cooper in the team section. My email address is bcooper@lewisnadas.co.uk. I'm available to speak to you about any questions you have about the Building Safety Act, whether or not you're selling or buying, or even if you'd just like some more information on this.
Thank you. And so you could just go to the website, alternatively, lewisnadaslaw.co.uk. That's lewisnadaslaw.co.uk. Thank you, Ben.
Thank you, Sharon.